This call is now being recorded.
Okay, Robert, tell us about what happened.
Let me start at earlier in the day. Yesterday was what? September 28th, Officer Cobb brought several inmates from other dormitories into the dorms to come talk to me. As the officer had begun going around the prison trying to find out what they could do to get people to go back to work. And once they got a group of people together, they came and talked to me, and I explained to them that was not our goal, that was not our objective. We were doing this for a goal, for a objective. We were doing this for the comfort of the officers, for the help of the officers be able to run the prison. That was not the point of what we were doing. So I told everyone in the group, as well as the officer, that, you know, we were on strike until we were able to see our opportunity to go home, which is repealing the habitual sentence and making the sentencing guidelines retroactive. That's what will give us an opportunity to be able to work our way back to our families. So that's what we're on strike about. We're not on strike about seeing how long we can go on strike or how long we could be fed one meal a day, or how long we go without receiving medical treatment, or how long we could go without mental health counseling. That was not our goal and our objective. So I refused the administration's plea to get everybody to go back to work. After that, guys came back again and said that they're willing. I have a few partners of mine that are in segregation and have for years, and the administration refused to let them out. Yesterday, they offered to let three of my friends out of Fed, who have been in Fed for years, if everybody could go back to work. I kind of got irate with the group and told them, don't play with me. And what, they let them out of lockup, what, they still gonna walk around and ain't got a chance to go home. Well, they let them out then. I said, well, why are y'all coming to me with these pleas from the administration? Why are y'all even talking to the administration? Why are you even concerned about him talking about how hard it is to feed a meal? If y'all come on back first, we can, everybody can eat like they're supposed to, and we can do this. That's what you paid to do anyway. That's your job. That's not our responsibility. And after that, we made clear that we wasn't coming on strike and that we were solidified in our strike from Limestone, Fountain, Bill, Mama's. In fact, we were solidified in our conversation that this is what we were doing. So we weren't going back to work to make life easier for 24 officers who are trying to run a prison with 2,300 people. About an hour after that, 13 and several officers came into B dormitory where I sleep. They came in on my side and they counted. They did the count. They fell out on my side, went across the hall to the other side and counted the other side. And when they came and counted, like they were getting ready to go out of the building, they all came back onto the side. I sleep in, and all of them went directly to my cell. I was not in my cell. I was in the TV room watching the news. One of the officers hit the window of the TV room and told me to come to my cell. When I got up and went to my cell, there was an officer from the 13th inside my cell, and one was standing outside my cell. So when I went into the cell, they asked me, did I have any contraband? And I clarified I didn't. I submitted to a strip search. After I went through the strip search, I stepped out of my cell to allow them to shake my cell down. And while I was standing outside the cell, as they were shaking down, one of them told me that when we finish shaking you down, you can go and pack your property, you're going to restricted housing. So I said, go to restricted housing for what? I ain't broke no rules. I ain't violating no ADOC regulations. I ain't. So what you mean I got to go to restricted housing? I'm saying, it's 120 people here, and they all doing the exact same thing. So why is it that I am targeted and harassed and intimidated to try to make everybody go to work? And I said, well, you might as well get your supervisor and get some body cams. So the world can see how y'all treat a person who's non-violent.
You have who
ain't broke no rules or regulations. And this is just what you want to do to try to undermine the strike, to try to get these people to go back to work so y'all can get back to making the money that Alabama makes. And at that point, one grabbed me by one arm and tried to break my wrist. One grabbed me by leg, and then they slammed me to the floor and drove about four more came and they drove me out of the dorm and threw me on a trash cart outside and pulled me to the infirmary on a trash cart with handcuffs that were so tight on my hand that I can't even feel my fingers today. Right now, I can't feel my fingers. But I was taken to the infirmary, asked my name, and received no medical treatment, didn't look at my injuries, didn't check my bio, and I was brought to segregation and placed in a cell with no property or nothing for several hours. Somebody last night, they brought my property to me. Can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Okay.
Thank you for using Securus. The caller has hung up. Thank
he'll
you for using Securus.
He'll call right back.
Okay, great.
Okay.